As 9 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock rolls up, let's talk about just some really bad ideas you had as a kid. You ever did any? What's the most dumb thing you ever did as a kid?
I ate a whole bag of Three Musketeers bars once.
That's not a good idea.
No. It wasn't.
I decided I was going to make a jet motorcycle. I was going to make a jet cycle. Out of my bicycle.
How did that work?
Look, Dad, I found the gasoline can that we used to fill up the lawnmower in the garage. This would be great.
I stuffed a 5-pound coffee can. You know, you used to get Folgers and big.
Yeah.
I mounted it under the seat of the bicycle. And stuffed it with smoke bombs, bottle rockets, all kinds of stuff. Lit it, and then decided to ride it down the hill. It burst into flames, obviously. The back of my shirt caught fire. I jumped off the back. Stop, drop, and roll, by the way. Actually works. The bike crashed into a neighbor's yard.
Really? Started that on fire.
The seat. You set yourself ablaze in, in the scheme?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was not burned. Only the back of my shirt got singed.
This is incredible.
The bike crashed into the yard and caught fire. And burned the seat and a little bit of the neighbor's grass. Yeah. So that, Tim and I looked at each other and went, okay.
So you were
that
the,
did
you,
not work
you
out
were
well.
The original jackass before there was a jackass.
Maybe. We were rolling oranges down the hill one time because we thought that was cool. We'd pick oranges off my trees in the yard, and we would kind of bowl them, you know, throw them bowling style down this hill that I lived on toward this lake. Problem was there were some cars parked on the hill, and one of the cars belonged to an undercover sheriff's deputy.
Was it against the law to roll oranges down the sidewalk?
No, but it is frowned on by an undercover sheriff's deputy to hit his car repeatedly with oranges and there'd be just mess all over his car.
Sir, you were undercover. How would we possibly have known?
Yeah, he came up to the house, barking orders, and my dad comes out. My dad was a what they called a special deputy, which means somebody was dumb enough to give my dad a badge and a gun.
And a these, gun, too?
Oh, yeah. And my dad and this guy are yelling at each other over who's going to clean it up, whose authority is it, blah, 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 blah. While they yelled, me and my buddy who did it, we got on our bicycles, not the ones that were burned, of course, and we went over to his house. So I escaped it. I don't even know what happened. All right, so worst idea you've ever had as a kid. This was a conversation on Reddit, and here are the top eight things. I'm gonna edit some of them down. Some of them aren't appropriate. The top things listed people did as a child. I wanted to be a garbage truck, so I bit into a light bulb. How dumb is that?
Was it plugged in?
It doesn't matter. It's glass. Jackass.
I want to be a football stadium. Yeah,
that is the dumbest commercial.
I want to be a garbage. I want to be a bitch.
This is the kid who did want to be garbage.
Yeah. I came up with a brilliant scheme where I'd always overpay for things so I could get back lots of change and therefore become wealthy. Look at all the change that I have. Yes, obviously. The kid says, I loved ginger ale, so I thought eating a spoonful of powdered ginger from the spice rack would be delicious.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. The first time I ever had sushi, I was at a restaurant.
You had the slivered ginger?
Yeah, I had a restaurant in Phoenix, and the slivered ginger was next to the sushi on the plate. I had no idea. I thought it was fish. I grabbed it and threw the whole thing in my mouth at the same time. Yeah, the whole pile of fresh ginger.
Oh, man.
And I'm chewing on it, and the waitress is laughing.
Yeah.
She's going,
you're an idiot.
Okay.
Way to go, buddy. Let's see here. I decided to test our no tears shampoo by squeezing it directly into my eyes.
How did that work?
Yeah, these are the dumbest things they've ever done, so apparently not well. I built a little house using an umbrella, some bricks, a bucket, and a deck chair, and to prove to my mom how real and functional the house was, I pooped in the bucket. Brilliant. You know that was a little boy. You know that.
Had
I mean, that's got a little boy written all over it. I wanted to see what salt smelled like, and I was at McDonald's. So I opened up a pack of salt, put it on a French fry, and stuck it up my nose and inhaled. I ended up running around McDonald's screaming. You know, and I would look at him and go, that's what you get. When I was 8, my friend and I made a parachute out of bed sheets, jumped from the 3rd floor of my house, broke both of our legs. And this one, gosh.
Clearly, next time we have to do it from higher up.
Yeah, obviously, we didn't have time for the chute to deploy. This one says, I put my finger in a light bulb socket so I could see my skeleton, like in cartoons.
You know, next thing he's going to do is drop an anvil on his head.
Bong. See, look, Mom, my brains have spilled out all over the place. Well, apparently you don't have to be a child to come up with bad ideas, because a couple in Southern Australia came up with, well, they were playing naked hide-and-go-seek.
Uh-huh.
And the guy decided, well, the best place to hide, obviously, when you're playing naked hide-and-go-seek. Now, wouldn't you think, you know, you'd try something like, you know, in the shower, you know, in the living room, under a blanket or something. No,
on
no,
the
no.
Front porch, come on, front porch.
And I'm sorry to disappoint you. No, he decided that the best place to hide was in the wash machine.
Yeah.
The washing machine.
And he got stuck.
Front loader, washing machine, and yeah.
He got stuck.
Got stuck.
That's very dangerous.
So the fire department had to come.
Fire department, paramedics, the police department, they all showed up to help rescue this individual.
It's like when you put your tongue on a flagpole when it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's not use that reference when we're talking about naked.
And of course,
the
person is naked.
The only way they could get this individual out of the washing machine, they had to lather him up with olive oil. Which, you know, if he's unhurt, maybe that made the after situation better. But it just, here you are in a compromising position, and they've got to drench you in olive oil to get you out.
What do you do in that?
And all the people are
what
there.
What do you do in that situation? You just sort of, like, laugh and say, right. You know, what can you
do? I don't
do,
know. What you did know? You do?
What can you do, you know?
Officer, like, this is a really... You know how when the cops go to the bar after their shifts, they talk about the strange... This is going to be one of those days, officer.
Jim, you're not going to believe this one. Wait till you hear this. And because all officers in Southern Australia talk like that, the crowning moment, one of the police officers who was on the scene said, you know, I guess if you're going to get stuck in a wash machine, it is best to have no clothes on. They said it would have been almost impossible to get him out if he had been clothed. Stupid ideas, not just for kids anymore.
It was wonderful.
Congress out of session for 6 weeks. They had a 6-week holiday break. Did it seem any different than when they're actually there? Was your life any different?
Well,
no, my life wasn't any different. But they were gone for 6 weeks. Back in session today. Ah. Let's check in and see how things went the first day back after the 6-week break.
Sit down and shut up.
Sit down and shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Put a cork in it.
Jackass.
Piece of garbage.
Zip it. Shut your mouth.
Sit down and shut your mouth. You're driving everyone crazy.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.